You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so we're bringing Josh into the studio. Is that correct?
He's parked here, yeah.
And he is going to share a story about, did you say ravioli?
That's right. Go ahead and hit us, Chef Boyardee.
You had me at ravioli.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess we're talking about things that you got sick on and just can't really ever go near again. And my unfortunate story is with ravioli. Yeah, I was, I want to say like 6 or 7, and my family had just moved houses. And so we were doing a quick little lunch thing, and my mom just made like Chef Boyardee ravioli. And I'll never forget this. We leave after lunch to go look at trees because my parents wanted to plant trees in the backyard or whatever. So I'm at a tree farm, and I just feel terrible. And as they're walking around looking at trees, I just yak everywhere on the ground, all over my shoes, everywhere. And it was ravioli coming back up. And
yeah.
Ever since then, I mean, seriously, like, I shudder at the word. It's just, it's so gross to me. Almost 20 years ago, and I have not tasted ravioli since. I can't do it.
I just love the story of vomiting up ravioli at a tree farm.
I know. It's so random.
Would that be good for the trees?
I would think it would absorb back in.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, right. I wonder if there are nutrients there. Some or if sort all the of stomach nutrients. Acid maybe hurts the tree.
All the
I don't
trees
know.
Are like, no.
It was awful. Horrible experience.
Oh, my gosh, buddy. That's
yacking
so funny.
At the tree farm sounds like a book title or something.
All right. Thank you for kicking this off.
I wonder how much of this is, well, it's got to be almost entirely psychosomatic, right? It's got to be just the brain because, okay, let's say hypothetically that you ate a hot dog, and then for whatever reason you got sick. It might not have had anything to do with the hot dog, but mm-hmm. something happened and you just got ill and you
sure, but it's the whole act of you're smelling that coming back up, you know, you're tasting it coming back up. It's in
right,
your nose, you know.
2 weeks later you could eat a hot dog and everything would be fine, but
it was
have
associated
this,
with it.
We imprint it, you know, imprinting on the brain is really, really powerful.
Oh, absolutely. 2 years ago, Nick Nack, my wife, was extremely sick, so much so she was laying on the bathroom floor vomiting. I mean, she was the sickest I've ever seen her. And that night, I had chopped up sweet potatoes and baked them in the oven, little cubed sweet potatoes with, like, you know, little brown sugar and cinnamon and
butter. Did you put the rosemary
on
there?
Little rosemary. Oh, yeah, gosh, it's so good. But for the next, you know, 12 hours, that was coming back up. And to this day, like, I can't make sweet potatoes. We can't even have them in the house. They can't be on the countertop. She can't even look at them because it just invokes the coming back up. And even if she smells one, if I happen to cook one, you know, and she'll smell it and she'll just instantly get sick. So sweet potatoes are ruined for her.
We are opening up the phones, by the way. The segment is titled, You Ate It, You Got Sick, Now You Can Never Eat It Again. 303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. I will point out, we don't necessarily need graphic details.
No, and we can't do
about
like
you getting sick, but
specific restaurants. We can't do that.
We don't
want
to do that.
You know, somebody's an
just
advertiser.
The food. Or Nicole with her sweet potatoes. I know that there are plenty of people who will reference some sort of alcohol. Like,
oh, sure.
I used to go
tequila.
Out and party with my friends all the time, and they would bring up Jägermeister.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The number of people are like, I can't do Jäger anymore because one time I got sick.
Oh, God.
And it's like, well, you probably got sick because you had been drinking 5,000 different things. And then that was just the last, you know, somebody gave you a shot of that.
That Jäger shot. That's Jäger's potent, man.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with the Jäger. And the same with the tequila, right? For a lot of people, it's, yeah, the fifth tequila shot will sometimes make you throw
up. That'll push you over. So, yeah, no more tequila.
Josh was telling us how when he was a kid, he ate a bowl of ravioli, got sick later, and now the rest of his life, the mention of ravioli gets him
gagging.
Irpy.
Yeah.
So our question for the panel this morning, for all of our listeners, you ate it, you got it, now you can never eat it again. What is it?
Pouring in on Facebook, I love Denise. She just wrote, ham. Dave's got a pretty good one, too. He says, Pringles. I got totally smashed on Pringles and gummy bears one night about a year ago. Woke up sick the next day. And, of course, puked it all up. It took, like, 10 years to get over the gummy bears, and I'm still not over the chips.
Oh, my God. You know, I don't want a world where I can't have Pringles.
Oh, I don't want a world without gummy bears. Yum.
Margaret's on the phone. Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Chef, what do you got? Raviolis.
Well, it's the same thing as Josh.
Wait a minute. What's going on there? What is this anti-ravioli stance going on this morning?
And what is Mr. Boyardee doing in the kitchen?
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen to this story. I can't eat them ever because my brother was jumping on the couch, and he hit his head on the brick fireplace, rushed him to the hospital, blood everywhere, got 13 stitches. 2 weeks later, we're sitting at the kitchen table eating raviolis. He puts his stitches in my ravioli. I don't find out until I ate the whole thing.
Well, then that's not the chef's fault.
That's great.
Never again will I eat, chef.
That's pretty gross, though.
Margaret, your call kind of made my day. I hope you have a wonderful day, all right?
Good luck.
Bye. Thank you. Now, listen, we thought it was funny when Josh puked at the tree farm. Stitches in my ravioli is a little funnier. Here's Devin. Devin, what's the food?
Oh, it's spaghetti. I drank a lot of water. I was probably like 12 or 13 years old, and all I remember is rolling around in it and hearing it slosh everywhere. And yeah, it's gross. It's gross.
You can hear it in your stomach.
Devin, thank you for the call, buddy. We appreciate it. Again, I don't want a world where I can't have spaghetti.
No joke.
Here comes Richard. Richard, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
What's the food?
Oh, it's Tostitos pizza. I can eat any other pizza but Tostitos pizza. It's so weird.
Those are the little round ones. Like they're not real big, are they?
Like the actually thin crust pizza that you like just put in the oven.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to eat those when I used to eat a lot of them when I was little, and I guess around like 13, I just puked it all up. Try to eat it again.
What?
Well, that was your problem when you puke up something.
Don't eat your puke.
You got to flush it. You don't want to eat it. You're not a dog. Richard, we're just kidding. Hey, listen, as the resident Italian on this show, I just want to speak up and say, so far the calls have been ravioli, spaghetti, and pizza.
What's going on, huh?
I'm a little bothered by this. Can we pick on a food that's not an Italian food?
Tum-tum.
Maybe Kendall will save me. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
What's the food?
What do you got for us?
Do you remember when you were little and they were those animal crackers that had pink and white frosting and sprinkles on them?
Hells yes. Yeah, tasty.
Yes.
Worst field trip ever. 25 years later, and I the sight of them, I go right back.
What happened on the field trip? Did you barf?
They were being served at, on the school bus.
On the school bus? How embarrassing.
Did you puke on the bus? Did you puke on the bus itself?
No, inside the bus.
I got to tell you, probably a beautiful-looking vomit, though, with all those sprinkles and everything.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Really attractive.
Yeah. Looked like Walt Disney barfed, probably.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with that, too, Kendall, is let's all face it. If you're a kid and you barf on the school bus, no other kid will ever let you forget that for the rest of your school career.
You're exactly right.
You know, you will always be Kendall who threw up on the field trip.
Kendall crackers.
That's always going to be you.
Ruined the field trip.
Oh,
you're the best. Have a great day, okay?
You too, boys.
Bye.
Thanks for
sharing.
You know, it's true. Like, we still remember the kid who used to always throw up in class, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He never lived that down because more than once he puked in class.
My buddy Luke in, like, sixth grade sleepover puked on my bunk bed, and from there on out, he was Luke the Puke for years and years and years.
I had one of those had one of those electric train sets. You put the track together and you had the train with a little transformer and the electric train would go around, blah, blah, blah. My buddy Noel, this is second grade, came down to play the train set with me, and sitting there just out of the blue, just blip, just barfed all over my train
set.
Not
on the train.
Yes.
That's not coming out.
And I remember my mom, you know, having to clean all that up because I was freaked the hell out. Noel vomited on my train.
Gross.
Stupid. Here's Heidi. Heidi, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
We're excellent. What do you got for us?
We're a little
irpy. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a roast beef sandwich from a fast food place. I was pregnant with my first kiddo and had had them before, but something was not mixing with being pregnant. And to this day, 22 years later, have not had one.
Yeah.
Don't even want the smell of it in the house.
Right. You like glare at it at the deli. You're like,
We can't even offer you horsey sauce or anything, can we?
No.
No.
Thank you, Heidi.
Heidi, you're delightful. Thank you for the call. Here's Sean. Sean, what's the food?
Cotton candy.
Oh, really?
My God, yeah. That makes me barf just thinking about it.
Isn't that kind of sweet when it comes back up, though?
I think it looks like insulation, and it just makes me, the texture makes me want to vomit. I ate too much of it when I was... My sister and I went to like an ice show or something when we were kids, and I ate too much of it, vomited in the parking lot, and I can't even go near this stuff anymore. The texture is awful.
That's pretty darn good, man.
Sean, that's a great story, man. Thank you for that call. We'll try to squeeze two more in, Melissa and Zoe. Melissa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I feel so lucky. I got thrown the mind bender too. I am so
excited. Well, look at you.
Two calls in one day.
I didn't win, but you know, we got through.
Well, you know, you need to go buy a lottery ticket today, I think.
I know.
Try Rattle Off later too. We'll see if we can get you.
Yeah, we'll be doing that in an hour. So you ate it, you got sick, now you can never eat it again. What's yours?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
No!
Terrible.
Stoners everywhere are like, no, bro, no.
At least 25 years ago, a church camp overnight puked all over the cabin. Disgusting.
25 years of no Doritos.
Yep. Lots of girls screaming. They were like, gross.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, man, Melissa barfed at church camp.
I know. I never went back. They never invited me again.
Traumatizing. Yep.
You're going straight to hell for barfing Cool Ranch Doritos.
Exactly. Haven't been to church since.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it. And we'll squeeze in one more call at Zoe. Zoe, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your food?
Yeah, what is it?
I was talking, and I think it was Bubblicious, the watermelon flavor. And I was chewing that gum, jumping around as a kid, and I must have choked on it or something. Ended up throwing up, but now anytime any artificial watermelon smell, I am...
Gagging, huh?
I'm gagging, yes.
Yeah. No Jolly Ranchers, no Laffy Taffy.
Well, now that's interesting.
I love watermelon.
Let me ask you something. You said the artificial watermelon, but what about the actual watermelon itself? Can you handle that?
Yeah, so I can eat watermelon. That's totally fine. But anything like the Bubblicious, don't even want to talk about watermelon vodka. any of that watermelon candy. So.
Yeah, it's the fake watermelon. Yeah.
That's weird.
Just stuck with you.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you called us. Thanks for making us laugh, Zoe. Have a great day.
No, thank you. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Bye. I love our listeners.
That's a funny one.
All of those stories are classic.
So good, man.
From the church camp to the school bus to jumping around with watermelon something
gum.
Or other.
And then our producer, Josh, who will never live down the tree farm, ever.
Right.
I want to thank him for telling us that story.